Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Reza Balizadeh, an Iranian-American journalist, is believed to have been detained by Iran for months now. Balizadeh is a former journalist for VOA sister network Radio Fard. Responding to a VOA inquiry last week, the State Department said it was, quote, aware of reports that a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen has been arrested in Iran, unquote. Meanwhile, Iran Sunday marked the 45th anniversary of the American embassy takeover and hostage crisis. We are here today to show to America and all the other world powers that they think they can stand against Iran, that we are standing by our country and they can't do a darn thing. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not respond to a request for comment. Palestinian medics say Israeli forces stepped up bombardment of the Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing at least 23 people. Palestinians said the new aerial and ground offensives and forced evacuations were ethnic cleansing, aimed at emptying two North Gaza towns and a camp of their populations to create buffer zones. Israel denies this, saying it is fighting Hamas militants who launched attacks from there. Palestinian officials say an Israeli drone strike on a clinic in northern Gaza where children were being vaccinated for polio wounded six people, including four children. The World Health Organization and UNICEF, which are jointly carrying out the polio vaccination campaign, expressed concern over the reported strike. The Israeli military denied responsibility. Moldova's incumbent president's national security advisor said Moldovan authorities are seeing massive interference by Russia in Sunday's runoff vote for the presidency. Pro-Western incumbent Maia Sandu, who has accelerated the nation's push to leave Moscow's orbit and join the European Union, faces Alexander Stoyanoglo, a ex-prosecutor general backed by the traditionally pro-Russian Socialist Party. Polling stations close at 9 p.m. local time. This is VOA News. The United States on Sunday deployed a B-1B bomber for joint aerial drills with South Korea and Japan, conducted in response to North Korea's recent launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff says the military exercise shows the three countries' strong commitment to responding to the North's nuclear and missile threats through cooperation. This is the second time this year that the three countries have conducted joint air drills, and the fourth time in 2024 that the United States has deployed its strategic bomber on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea on Thursday flexed its military muscle with the test of a huge new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea's ICBM launch came shortly after it started to dispatching soldiers to aid Russia's war in Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Londoners on Saturday reacted to Kemi Badenoch becoming the Conservatives' new leader. Badenoch became the first black woman to head a major British political party on Saturday after winning a leadership contest on a promise to return the party to its founding principles. Imani Samuels is a student and is skeptical.
They are not more approachable because of the fact that they've now got a black person, because to me it feels quite targeted and it feels very calculated that they now want us to be like, oh my gosh, black people, yay, we're going to like the Conservative Party. I'm not ignorant and I'm not undereducated, and it will just depend on what she's doing as an MP or whatever she is to determine how we feel about her and the Conservative Party going forward.
Badenoch replaces former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and has pledged to lead the party through a period of renewal after its resounding defeat at Britain's July election. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris appeared on the Saturday Night Live TV comedy show on Saturday, adding a surprise jolt to the U.S. presidential election just 3 days before her showdown with Republican Donald Trump. Harris portrayed herself, appearing in a mirror opposite Maya Rudolph, who plays her on the show. The two traded variations on Harris's first name, saying Americans wanted to end the dramala in politics with a cool new stepmamala. Trump appeared on SNL during his first presidential bid in 2015. Where he poked fun at his tendency to exaggerate and steer clear of policy specifics. He also appeared in 2004. A grenade attack at a marketplace bustling with shoppers in the main city of Indian-controlled Kashmir has wounded at least 11 people. The attack on Sunday comes a day after a suspected militant was killed in a day-long gun battle in Srinagar. Police said an unidentified attacker hurled a grenade from a flyover bridge, apparently targeting a stationed paramilitary vehicle in the main business center of Srinagar, where Sunday's flea market is visited by thousands of people. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.